Good morning. The reading is taken from Psalm 18, verses 1 to 3. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The God is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Morning, my name's Pam, and Ali and my house crew have joined forces, and I got the short straw. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to look at the shield of faith together. Be with us and bless us all through what each of us individually will learn this morning. Amen. Our group has chosen the reading from Psalm 18 because the introduction to the psalm says that David sang to the Lord when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies. Enemies can come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. The shield is there to protect us from the fiery darts of the devil, as we've seen already this morning, who is very good and crafty in attacking and tempting each one of us with fears, worries, and negative thoughts and actions. We are told to take up the shield of faith in our left hand and the sword of the Spirit in our right hand. But we'll hear more about the sword in a couple of weeks from another group. A bit about shields. Roman shields were known as scutum, and were typical shields used by the army in ancient Rome, starting about the 4th century BC. They were allegedly about the size of a door, so as to cover the whole body. They were generally made of wood, bound with animal hides and in an iron frame, and when wet, would put out the flaming arrows fired at them. Sometimes they had their tribal motifs on them. In order to protect themselves, sometimes they would create a testudo. Also known as a tortoise. It's a formation when they all stood together to form a shield wall to protect themselves, it was stronger. And I'm told there's an example of this in the film Braveheart. So, turning to verse 16 of Ephesians 6, we read, "Take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." And so I thought we could look at the word shield. The first one is all being well, safe. It keeps us safe. We can be safe behind it because we know that Jesus is standing right next to us and is holding our shield with us when we feel overwhelmed. The second word is heart. It protects our heart. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." That's why we need to have the shield protecting our heart, so that we don't lose our love, soul, and strength and become a target for the wiles of the evil one. The next word is integrity. It gives us integrity. We are on show as Christians, and people are very quick to criticize our actions and words. So let us always be truthful and honest in what is right, so that our faith shines through. Every day we need to put the armour on. As Lynn's already said, Edna Burgess was very good at that. I was encouraged years ago by somebody else from this church, Pat Burkhart, a lovely Christian lady, to do it every day. So I just want to encourage you all this morning to do exactly the same. Lift it up. Scripture says, in addition to. The shield is an extra to the soldier's outfit. It has to be lifted up and placed in front of us to be effective. Otherwise, our hearts would be unprotected. So it's an act of will for it to be picked up, and we need to pick it up to protect ourselves as well. And finally, Dave? You probably think I've lost the plot. But I wanted to finish on a quick story and a question. My sister Barbara and I grew up in the days of the original Doctor Who series. You can age us later. And every time the Daleks came on the television, she would go and hide behind the sofa as they scared her. So, as I finish, my question to all of you and to myself is, when you are scared or troubled, do you want to hide behind the sofa or behind the shield of faith? I leave you to decide. Amen.